Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now streaming live on Facebook. You may begin when ready.
Okay, we'll call the meeting Cedar Rapids Historic Preservation Committee. Call the meeting to order at 4:32. We'll start with roll call.
Tim Oberbrockling.
Present.
Ron Moosman.
Present.
Diana Pagan.
Present.
Sandra Smith.
Present.
Gerard Estea.
Present.
Abby Huff.
Present.
Jennifer Cunningham.
Present.
Arthur Kim.
Present.
Ryan Russell.
Present.
Adam, are we going to do a public comment, or is a gentleman that's online for one of the agenda items?
So I'm checking right now. We did have, yes, we do have them both online. So I can call on each one and have them say their name. Sue, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
If you wouldn't mind just saying your name and the agenda item.
Susan Sasek. The agenda item is the siding on my detached garage.
Okay. And Sue, just so you know, staff will give a presentation, and then the commission will move into discussion, and they that would be a time where they might ask you questions.
Is the siding on my detached garage.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute, Sue. Okay, phone number ending in 068, can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind saying your name, sir, and the address that's on the agenda for you.
It's Tony Dietmeyer with Ralston Construction, 1574 Second Avenue Southeast.
Thank you, sir. And after staff presentation, the commission will discuss the item, and that's when they might have some questions for you. So I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? Do we have meeting minutes on this? I only have the front page of the.
Yes.
Has everyone had a chance to review them? And if so, are there any changes to be made or recommended?
Are we going to review both of them? Are we going to vote on both of them at once?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second Diana.
Okay, Ron and Diana, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, has everyone had a chance to review our agenda item tonight? And if so, does anyone need to recuse themselves?
Tim, if I could, we did have both the October 22nd and the November 5th minutes included. I don't know if that motion was to approve all of them. Okay.
It was.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take these in order that they appear. So we'll go to action item 3A1, 1574 Second Avenue Southeast with window replacement.
Yes, is that me?
No, sir, if you just want to hold on just a second, we'll go through staff presentation and then wait for the chair. No problem. Just a reminder for the commissioners to mute their computers or phones, and for our attendees, if you could do the same, that'd be great. So, as mentioned, this is a replacement of windows. Here we have an aerial of 1574 just off First Ave near the High V.
Next slide. And here we have the location of the windows to be replaced. I apologize, I didn't put a street view of the front of the house. Both of these locations are towards the back of the house. And I also want to note for this, some pictures were included of 117th 6th Street Southeast, which will be on the agenda for next week. The contractor is working on both this house and the house next door. So they're two separate projects. So the home is a two-story frame built in 1910 in the 2nd and 3rd Avenue Historic District. The home contributes to the district but is not individually eligible. And the applicant had damaged windows from the August 10th storm and would like to replace them with vinyl windows. Here we have an image of the replacement windows. And the defining features here, noting that the 5-to-1 double hung windows are outlined here. And the design guidelines. Of note here, they are vinyl windows. However, they are towards the rear of the house. So I think that is the most pertinent for the commission. And staff recommends denying the certificate of appropriateness because the applicant is proposing vinyl windows, which do not adhere to the design guidelines. And with that, I'll toss it back to the chair.
Adam, would you like the gentleman to be able to add to?
Yes. Sir, if you can, if there's anything you'd like to add.
Am I there? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
The windows are to the back of the house. The houses are not in great shape. They're all like rental units. There's like 5 rental units in that house. The window you have to fix on that house is not visible from anywhere besides the back.
Adam, are you available to pull up a street view for us so we can get a street view of this house?
Yes, give me just a second, please.
And while you're doing that, Adam, the picture looks like, is the window being, the size being changed?
No, they're actually pocket windows, what we're putting in. They're going to fit in the same windows that were there. They're not like a replacement window. They fit in the frame of the old window.
Jeff, is there an alley to the behind this house?
Yes.
Yeah, and the property next to it is vacant. So it's a clearer view from 16th Street to, so if Adam goes to the 16th Street side, that's where you can see the back of the house. So up towards the blue house, Adam. And I don't know, Tony, if you have anything to add.
Which house did you say was vacant? The blue house?
Sorry, I was muted. There's this open grassland too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There probably was a house there at one time, I assume.
So if you go down 16th Street, Adam, just a little bit. Oh, yeah, there. You're getting towards the back.
Yeah, we're not replacing any windows on that side.
Are there currently any other vinyl windows on the house?
I doubt it. I think all the windows in that house are original.
Jeff, is that the view you were looking for?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, but none of the windows on this side of the house are being replaced, correct? It's on the other side of the house?
It'd be the west side of the house is where the window gets replaced. It's only one on that house.
Yes, Tim. So they would be on the opposite side we're looking at.
And we don't have a street view of that because there's a house next to it, correct?
Let me take a look.
What I'm trying to figure out is, can we see this window from the main street?
No, you cannot. The house right next to it's a rental house also, and that's the only thing you can see it from.
Yeah, so it's tucked behind, out of sight, right over here, just above the Kia Soul.
So can I ask why you're interested in putting a vinyl window rather than a wood window?
The wood windows are a lot more expensive. I don't think they're going to hold up for the environment that the house is in.
But as far as your insurance company, didn't they give you the replacement value for a wood window rather than a vinyl window?
So this insurance company gave these people $27,000. We're at $18,000 labor just to fix the roof now. So we're going to have to fight for every penny for the insurance company. So I'm guessing that they gave them probably $100 for the window.
Are there any other questions? Okay, as far as insurance, I just know this from experience because I had damage myself. If your cost goes over to make replacement value, you have 2 years for them to have that insurance. They'll raise the amount that they give you if you have invoices that show that the window is going to cost this versus that. So
if they have replacement cost insurance, correct?
I think even if it's not replacement, they're going to replace the window with a wood window. This should do like for like. And you have 2 years. I know if what they give you right out of the gate is an estimated ballpark value of what it's going to cost to fix that house. So if you got a contractor in there and the roof is going to cost $3,000 more or $2,000 more, you supply that information to the insurance. If they don't want to pay it, they will call the contractor and figure out what they can do. But typically, if the window is going to cost more than $100, they'll give you more than $100. With that said, we do have wiggle room on the back of the house. Obviously, in a historical district, we would like to see replacement wood for wood if that's what's back there. A lot of times on the back of houses, there might be four or five windows. And if we have wiggle room to save the homeowner, several thousand dollars, we let them use vinyl. But we're just talking one window here. I wouldn't think it'd be much more than, I don't know. I'm not a contractor. I would say less than $100, but I could be wrong. But
yeah, insurance, it'll probably be $300 to $400 more to put a wood window in, similar to what was in there.
And insurance should up their ante to pay that extra $400. They have on most of the cases that I've had anyway. But we do have wiggle room on the back. If you can't see it from the street, I'll turn it over to the rest of the commissioners to discuss, to decide which way they would like to go as far as vinyl versus wood, since it can't be seen.
So is there like a grant or something these homeowners can get, since that house is a historic house, that the city supplies money to them?
Yes, but I believe Adam
picks up.
I believe those. Go ahead, Adam.
We do have a grant program. Unfortunately, that does not start until next year. We'll send out notice to property owners in the districts. Those applications are due in May, and the money becomes available in July. So the timing, is not ideal.
Okay. Okay, that's what I need to know.
And that does cover everything from roofs, chimneys, windows. I believe even painting, doesn't it, Adam?
Yes.
Any improvement? I believe the average is about $7,000.
Yeah.
Could I have any input on questions?
I did have a question, but
okay, is that Ron? Ron, did you have a question?
I did, but my phone was ringing. on the grant program, if they replace the window now, can they still apply for the grant program to pay for the window? It has to be within the year that the grant is for?
The work cannot be done until after they've been awarded the grant.
Okay.
Abby, do you have anything you'd like to offer us?
Not to I mean, put you on for the- me, it's one window on the back. If it was more than one window on the front, I would say we would take a deeper look at it, but it's one window on the back of the house.
So just so you know, like next week, I'm going to be on the phone with you guys again. They have four on the other house also.
Okay, we'll give you a little history here. We have a little wiggle room on the backs of houses if you can't see it from the street, and on the side back of the houses. But if you can see the window from the sidewalk or the street, normally we go for like for like.
Okay, so I got one question. If you can see it from the alleyway, then probably no, right? You need a wood window.
It really depends. We look at the alley, how much traffic, if there's buildings that block, I mean.
There's no buildings that block it.
I would just ask the commission and sir, we can't be discussing this item, so it's going to have to wait until next week for that other one.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got one question about this property. From what it looks like on the map, it is sitting behind that BP or Sinclair gas station.
Yes.
Can you see the windows from First Ave?
Not the window that I'm talking about today, no.
Okay, because I know that the clearance on the sides of that gas station, and it's a lower build.
So I'm on street view on First Avenue now, and I can't see, you can't see this specific window.
Yep. Yeah, I just took a look, and you can't see it.
You wouldn't be able to see that window from First Avenue.
I obviously would like to see the house stay wood, but we do have some wiggle room since we can't see the window. It is just one window. I would be okay with vinyl. I would prefer wood just to keep the house more historically correct. But in the past, we have done vinyl if you can't see it. And that's what I'm putting out there. If someone wants to make a motion one way or the other.
I'll make the motion to allow the one vinyl window on the rear of the house at 1574 Second Avenue Southeast.
Do I have a second?
This is Abby, I'll second.
Hey, Abby seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Okay, sir, we can't talk about the other house you're talking about, but just before you come before us, if you can see the windows from the street visually, we're probably gonna go more towards like for like, just so you can, that way it'll give you a chance to survey the property, to take pictures, submit as much as you can so we can make a good decision on that.
And that's really all. Good. I appreciate you guys' time.
All right. Sir, thank you, and Jeff will, you'll receive an email tomorrow with the sign off, and that will also go to building services, so you'll be able to secure your permit.
Yeah, I'll send it to Rachel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Okay. We'll go on to action item 3A2, 1526 Third Avenue Southeast, siding.
Okay, so here's an aerial view. You can see it's right across from Redmond Park. Here are some images from the front. The house is a two-story frame built in 1900. The home contributes to the district, and it is individually eligible. And this is for a garage that's in the back of the property. It was built in 95 and it has vinyl siding on it. And the request is to just replace that damaged siding again with the vinyl. A lot of defining features on the house, but none of them are for the garage. With the design guidelines, of course, not appropriate are synthetic materials or metal. And I'll point out too on the left side under appropriate, under accessory buildings that are original in character, it talks about those. It does not talk about ones that are not original. Because it's not original to the house or to the time period, and it already has the vinyl siding and it's located to the rear, staff is recommending approval.
Adam, would you like to unmute the?
Yes.
I don't have her name, I'm sorry.
Sue, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Sue, can you add any more to what they already presented before us that might give us any more clarity?
No, there's, I still have to check with insurance. Or it's before insurance, right, to check about the replacement of it. The damage is actually quite minimal, but it's on three of the four sides of the garage. And just a couple small pieces are missing. So I'm trying to find out what exactly insurance will take care of in terms of this.
What I would recommend doing if we vote for keeping the vinyl, I would take pieces from the least obvious side or the least visual side and use those to replace the other two sides and then replace in full the side that you took them from. Does that make sense?
Completely. I totally agree. There are some, I did look at some sides where there some trim could be removed. They're not noticeable because my garage is pink. It's like the house. It's a pink color, and that's not a very popular or easily find color. I would have to actually go with white and have it possibly even painted if I was to replace it completely. So my goal is to try to keep it in the same vein as the home itself.
But you are not replacing all the siding, just the damaged portions, correct?
If I was to replace all the siding, I would have to go that route just to maintain the color, because some of it fades a little bit and that sort of thing. But if I have an opportunity to the hard part is trying to find a contractor. I can't seem to find someone that'll come out and take a look at it. So my goal is to try to do as much as possible to maintain it as it is now. If I can avoid replacing it in entirety, I will.
So Adam, if she decides to replace entirely the whole garage, that would have to come back before us, would it not?
Yes.
Well, typically in the past, just for all the members of the commissioners, we do like for like. If she's just replacing what's on there, normally we allow vinyl. If it was completely going to be taken off and removed, then normally we would have to go with a different material. With that, I'll open up any questions for Sue from the commission members.
Do we know what year this structure was built?
95?
Yeah, 1995.
If I'm not mistaken, it's acceptable to put in what's contemporary to the time. So would 1995 be okay with vinyl siding then in that case?
I'm guessing that the garage is probably not part of what's listed as historical to the house.
That's correct.
My understanding was a carriage house. It was, and I have no idea what that structure looked like, but it was actually a carriage house that was torn down and this was put up in its place.
So that gives us a little more wiggle room here. If it was on the house, which does have features that are historic, that's gonna really narrow our scope, but I'm comfortable with her replacing the siding So Sue, if you, I'm sorry, is it Sue or Susan?
Sue is fine.
Sue, if you have, if you can take pieces from the back or whatever side to replace the sides that are more visible, and they can't find the pink siding, were you going to just paint it to match this and the new stuff?
Yes, I would, well, I would make sure the more larger pieces were from the original pieces of siding from the garage, and then I would find a couple pieces of siding that were probably white and paint them to match, but they would be in a less obvious place.
Does that make sense to everybody, what we're trying to do?
I have no problem with this. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too.
Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to allow the replacement vinyl siding on the garage at 1526 3rd Avenue Southeast.
This is Gerard. I'd second that.
And before we finalize this, do put in there, Adam, too, if we could, that if Sue decides to change the siding to something else by replacing it all, it needs to come back before us. I don't know if you need that in there or not, but
I was going to ask that question of the commission. If they're, would their answer, would the recommendation or would the approve, you know, the motion change if it turns out that she did have to replace all of it?
Well, okay, here's the question. It was built in 95. Was it built with vinyl siding in 95?
Yes.
Okay, so then I don't think it needs to come back before us.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
If you want to adjust my motion, I would include if she needs to replace all the vinyl siding, that we would approve that.
Okay, so it's a repair or replace all?
Yep, okay. That sounds fine. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Sue, Adam will reach out to you and get you started as far as getting your permits and what you need to make this work for you, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay. Presentation, demolitions under Mayor's Proclamation.
Okay, so I'll just kick off briefly the proclamation. I know we have shared this in the past, but this was signed, I guess, on August 25th, and this really affects the demolition review for any structure outside of the local districts. So where typically a house that was built is 50 years or older, or a garage that was built in 1943 or older, would come in front of the commission. The commission would review that, and they could put a hold of up to 60 days on that demolition application. And so due to the storm and trying to not be a barrier to recovery while at the same time being cognizant of our historic resources, this proclamation was signed. So part of that is there are photographs that need to be supplied showing the storm damage to our building services department, so that there is evidence that, yes, this structure was damaged, and then they issue that demolition permit. This is in place only until January 1st, the idea being that we would reassess and see where things are, but that is currently the proclamation that's in place regarding that section of Chapter 18.
And Adam, you said there is an expiration on this?
There is. So right now, this is a temporary waiver until January 1st of 2021.
Okay, I would think probably because people aren't going to get around to storm damage and stuff. Well, this is just for demolitions though, right?
Correct. And just to be clear, anything that's in a local district or involves a local landmark, that is not part of this. So that would come to the commission. We did have an example of that the last meeting where we had, unfortunately, a carriage house type garage that, you know, had considerable damage. And so that did come in front of the commission. So again, this is only for things that are outside that are not subject to a yes or no by the commission.
I think we still, even though with this proclamation, we still need to reach out to Mark Stopher Hunter, because he still likes to photo document these things. I'm not saying we put a hold or anything on it, but he does put books together down the road with buildings that are taken down, and he may still want to do photographs. I don't know how we work that into this.
So Mark has been getting reports. He's been in contact with Kevin Ciabatti. It sounds like he's getting almost weekly reports. So Mark's been working with Kevin on that.
Yeah, good. Just so he can get his photo documentation, because I know he does has written a lot of books and probably intends to write more. And once they're gone, you can't say what sat at that property without a picture. So yep, that's important. So I'm glad they're doing that. Are there any questions for Adam or Jeff?
Will these show up in the CNMEs?
No. Nope. So that's why what we want to do is we'll go through these just so you see what they are. And, you know, we're continuing, obviously, to track those as they come in. So with that, unfortunately, 369 Park Terrace, this is part of the Beaver Woods survey area. It was considered to be contributing, however, not individually eligible to a district. That property, and you'll see, did receive extensive damage. So there is, on the left, is what the house looked like from the street on August 9th. And now you're to the right, you see what happened after the storm. So that was the only one that received extensive damage that's in that Beaver Woods area. So now all the rest of these, just go through briefly with the, as you can see, this one, 1970 built on K Avenue.
Adam, can I intervene a minute?
Yes.
I almost think for protection for like the one in Beaver Woods, since we might be able to make that a historical district, I wonder if that should be addressed differently than just the normal proclamation.
And I'll add to Adam's comment, so these are properties that we've received demolition permits for. There perhaps could be more in the Beaver Woods area. These are up until this point right now.
What does the commission feel about, I don't know, I'd hate to see some of those houses that are contributing being torn down without us knowing it, if it might be a future historic district.
So Tim, and the rest of the commission, so if something would have happened in July and the house was damaged to that extent where it needed to be demoed, you know, that would have come to the commission. The commission could have put a hold of up to 60 days, but that's it. So even with it being part of a survey area for a potential new either national or local district, that would have been just subject to a maximum 60-day hold.
And I'd like to point out too that if they're deemed uninhabitable, we don't have any say over that either.
Yeah, I would say some of these are on the borderline of being placarded notice and order.
Correct. So for those who aren't familiar, if a property has been deemed unsafe by our building services department, there's something called a notice and order. When that takes place, there is no review by HPC in an instance like that.
Okay.
And again, those are, so if we have not had one, but even if it were in a local district, it would be the same thing. If it's deemed unsafe and it has to, you know, has to come down, that would be the same situation.
Adam, didn't you, or I don't remember if it was you or Jeff, but talked about how your department anyway is going through all the national registers and documenting this stuff anyway.
Yeah, so we're going through, excuse me, I think it's 800 some properties we're going to be doing a windshield survey of, but it's all the local districts and landmarks, all the national districts and landmarks, and the Beaver Woods area. And we'll, at when we're done with that analysis, we'll come back and share that with the commission. So this one's on 2357 Aspen Lane Northeast, built in 1964. ...4370 Regal Ave Northeast, built in 1956. Commercial structure, 5715 6th Street Southwest. This was built in 1950. This is the corner of 1st Avenue and Edgewood. It's built in 1917. This is on 15th Street Southwest. This was a garage built in 1942. 700 F Avenue Northwest, another accessory structure built in 1940. 1528 8th Ave Southeast, this was built in 1941. And those are all the ones that we have so far.
Adam, I am assuming that we are cross-referencing these lists with our priority lists and updating those, correct?
We will be doing that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we did, there were two, well, I'm not sure about the Melsha building, if that was on the list, but the Czech school on 2nd Street, Southeast, right across from Water Tower, that did the, not the original, but the addition did receive extensive damage. So yeah, so there are, we are aware of some of those, and we'll be checking that.
Do we have any questions?
So Adam, are these, I mean, are citizens allowed just to like do a demo without getting a demo permit?
No.
Okay.
No, so and we can send this out. There are probably, Jeff, what is it, like maybe 10 or 12 sign-offs by either private utilities, city utilities, zoning, community development for HPC. There's a bunch of sign-offs that have to take place before they demo, just to make sure that, you know, they're not taking something down with the skid loader and they hit a gas main or whatever that is.
Well, that was my question, because, you know, I live on Beaver, and on the other side, right next to Beaver Park on the south side, they tore that house down and it's not on your list. So I was just wondering about that.
Well, don't know what to tell you. We'll have to look at that.
You have an address, Abby?
It's right next to Beaver Park on the south side, like literally right next to Beaver Park. I don't have the address.
Okay.
But okay. I can shoot you a photo.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
Also an update, the water tower, I don't know who was all on the board back then, by Target on Blair's Ferry Road, finally came down.
Oh.
I only know that because I ate at 360 yesterday and I drove right by it because I always use the water tower as my landmark, and I ended up all the way down by C Avenue. I thought, God, where is it?
Yeah, I actually drove by while they were taking it down.
Yeah, that was quite interesting to watch. That remaining shed will be removed too. That's part of it.
Are there any other questions?
No, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, we'll move to 5, future agenda items.
So that time again to do the HPC work plan. So the next week, we'll have on the agenda review and potential recommendation of adoption. And really with the thought that we'll go over it quickly and then give you guys time to review it and then look at the December, I believe it's the third, the first Thursday in December, we would have it back on for a recommendation if it's not recommended to City Council next week. And we'll send that draft out actually tomorrow. We'll get that to you guys.
Adam, I can only make every other one of these to avoid losing loss of income. Is there any way we could have this that we vote on? I can review it on my own, but when we're discussing it to actually vote on it, could we do that on a second or fourth Thursday so I could be party to it? Go ahead.
We're trying to get this on the agenda for the ninth development committee meeting. We figured put it on next week for a review. We'll get the draft out tomorrow. So that way you have, just under a week to take a look at it. And then if the commission is comfortable with what's there, they can recommend approval or keep on looking at it until the following week, which unfortunately is the first Thursday.
Okay, I'll just review it and pass on to you guys what I think, and then you can go from there. And I'm sorry, everybody, that I can't be at it every week. It's just financially not possible for me to take every Thursday off, being on a commission basis job.
That's the only, I think from staff, that was the only future agenda item.
So we're not having a meeting on the 26th.
Thanksgiving.
Correct. Yep.
So yeah, there could potentially be another week in there to review for the first. Is that
okay? I know we want to keep our meetings as light as possible since we're meeting every week, but does anyone have anything they would like to add for an agenda item for an upcoming meeting?
Wait, question with the timeline, and this is me being slow at math. So if we put it on the, if we send it out now, review it next week, we would have 2 weeks in between that meeting and the one that we vote on, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Send it out, review. Okay.
So on the 19th would be review and potential approval. And again, I'm just doing that. So if the commission wants to approve it, then, you can, because it says that in the agenda. But otherwise, the next meeting, we would skip the 26th because of Thanksgiving, and then December 3rd would be then the meeting to recommend approval.
Got it.
Okay, we're good on that. We will move to any announcements. Adam, do you have anything, or Jeff?
No.
Okay, then we'll move on to 7, certificate of no material effects updates.
We will have to do a larger one at the next meeting. Did not get that done.
Okay, what are you trying to sneak under there? Come on.
they're coming. There will be more.
All right.
And unfortunately, more demolitions too.
Okay, and with that said, not that I don't love spending my evening with you guys, but do I have anyone that wants to adjourn us?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And Diana seconds it.
Was that Sandra and then Diana?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Sandra, I was just gonna ask Sandra if you were really here or just faking. I didn't hear you all that long.
I'm making dinner. I'm not. I'm just...
Well, I cut hair through part of our last week. So, okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passed. See you guys next week, maybe.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
You too.